Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back to Conversations Live, everyone. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, as you guys know, we're always trying to bring you guys great examples of individuals who've not only discovered their own passion in life, but been able to find success in discovering that passion as well. Our next guest is someone that has definitely been able to do that, not only as the CEO of his own agency, but also as a celebrity stylist as well. Darnell Mizrahi is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of styling, but what it's been like for him to not only be recognized for it, as well as new ventures that's coming up for him as well. Darnell, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Sarah?
Hey, doing really good, man. I appreciate you taking out the time to be able to talk with us a bit. First of all, congratulations, not only what you've been able to do through Urban Chic Styling Agency, but also, of course, the success that you've been able to find and the satisfaction in doing it. You know, when you think about this journey for you, Darnell, and what it's been like for you to not only build your own brand, but also to be recognized, what has it been like for you to not only find your passion, but also, of course, to be successful at it?
It's been great. I've had a pretty long journey, and I've been through some ups and downs, you know, but my main focus is to find out what you want to do and what you love to do, and everything else will fall into place from there.
Right. Well, you know, but it was so funny when I was prepping for this segment with you, I thought one of the interesting things was, and I ask this question normally is, you know, when did you first know? When did you first realize what your thing was? You were about the age of 15 when you realized that you enjoyed doing hair. And I think to be able to, you know, to discover that early, and then, of course, to have that sustained is definitely to be commended. You know, but I think the other great thing about this, and I talked to you earlier before we went live here about service, because I feel like the work that you do as well as that we try to do here is really about what we can do for other people, how we can make them feel. When did you put the connection together, Darnell, between not only being able to do hair, but to be able to make someone feel good about themselves by the way you did their hair?
It started early on. Like you said, I've been doing hair since I was about 14, 15 years old, and it's something that I actually just woke up with, you know. God gave it to me. I went to beauty school basically to get my license. I was in beauty school showing the instructors how to do stuff. I was teaching them stuff from just it coming to me naturally, you know.
Yeah.
So, and when I correlated the two of that I can also do what I love to do plus make people feel good about themselves, you know, that's what I knew that I was destined to do hair, to make people feel better just by the way they look. Because the way you look and the way you feel, they go hand in hand. You know, if you don't look your best, you're not going to always feel your best. So when I put those two together, that's something I put my 200% into after I found that out.
Well, it definitely has worked out well for you. You know, it's funny that you should mention going to school. You did an interview earlier this year that I was able to take advantage of in prepping for this segment with you, where you talked about the importance of that, and you brought up a really good correlation. Now, you know, I believe that all of us have our own gifts, all of us have our own callings, and a lot of times we can take different, you know, paths to be able to get to where we want. For you, the schooling was important, and that is a big part of not only what you have as yourself, as a celebrity stylist, but also, of course, what you bring to the table as a CEO of your own agency. Do you think that kind of set the stage for you, Darnell, when it came to not only looking at who you were as a professional, but also, of course, you know, the dues that you had paid and the work that you've been able to do?
Definitely. Getting your paperwork, getting credentials, getting your licensure in doing hair is one of the most important things that you can do, because that's what makes you the professional at what you do. I know a lot of hairstylists who are great at doing hair, but they're not licensed. So I always say, I don't care how good you can drive, you can drive from Philadelphia to California. If you don't have a license, you're not legal to drive. You should be the best driver in the world. If you're not licensed to do that by the state, then you're not a professional to me. I know a lot of people who have licenses who really are just average hairstylists, but they are professionals at what they do, and they do the best that they can, because if you don't have a license, that's the backbone of your professionalism.
Right. That is so true. I think, and that is a really good point. I think when you're talking about being able to not only be, you know, successful at doing something, but also to be recognized for it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with celebrity stylist and the CEO of Urban Chic Styling Agency, Darnell Mizrahi. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey and being able to be able to build his business, but also his brand as well. Now, you have been able to do quite a few high-profile individuals to have them as clients as well. As I noticed, just by being on your page, I noticed that you also are just excited about making people feel good, making them feel like they're a celebrity. Is that also a big part of what you think as, you know, your success, Darnell, being able to do that, to take no matter who the client is and to make them feel special?
Definitely. Like I said, well, that started early on, but with my agency now, what I do with my staff is I, myself personally, I like to take new artists who really don't have an image, and I like to image consult, and I like to build their images for them. I have a few rappers, and I have a few R&B artists that I'm working with right now. They're new. They just got signed. So I'm in charge of creating their images. My higher-profile clients, I usually pass them to my staff because they already have a per se image already, and my staff just has to go in there and go ahead and just, you know, just go over whatever they're doing, if they're doing makeup, hair, or wardrobe, or what have you. They already have a guideline set already. But myself personally, I like to work with new artists and build them an image because that's what gives them their confidence, how they look. I had one client, he's a rapper, he says that I took him from street to chic because before I started styling him, no one really even paid him attention. Now he has 3 record label offers on the table because of the way he looks and his sellable issue because they love the way they look. That's what means a lot. That's what sets you apart from everyone else.
There we go. I think that is really the key. So, you know, I think, you know, as you go from, you know, looking at what you've been able to achieve and the way that you've done it, you have done it in making some sacrifices. You've also made some bold moves. I think, you know, to take a challenge or to make a challenge or to be able to step out is sometimes just part of the life of an entrepreneur. The move to Atlanta was a big one for you, Darnell, because, as you know, there are people who will look at different things and say, well, you know, well, this place is saturated, or there's, you know, how are you going to be able to make your mark there? How did you get over that fear of, or did you ever have the fear of how you would make your mark? How did you kind of look at that move to Atlanta and say, this is what I know to be the next step in my journey?
Being that I'm somewhat religious, I stepped out on faith and I put it in God's hands. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I loved to do. In Pittsburgh, I was a big fish in a small pond. I was Darnell that did hair. Everyone knows me. I did all the Steelers Wire newscasters in Pittsburgh, everything, and that was before I even moved to Atlanta. So I knew I wanted to come to Atlanta to do what I love to do because that's what I wanted to do. God put it on my heart, and I said, okay, this is what I want to do. I decided to move up and move in January of 2000. I made the decision. March 15th, 2000, I moved. And it was just that simple. I just stepped out on faith. I closed my salon, and I kept my salon open for at least the first year after I left, and then I closed it down, and then I was, you know, moved to Atlanta and did what I wanted to do.
Right. And the rest, as they say, is definitely history. Now, part of course, what you've been able
history.
To do, yeah, part of what you've been able to do is, of course, being able to build Urban Chic Styling Agency. But now this year, of course, the announcement was made that you were joining other stylists as part of a new show called The Warehouse Stylists of Atlanta. And the first question I wanted to ask you is, before this happened, were you one of those people who looked at reality TV and said, you know, why would someone do this? Or did you always think that that was something that you would want to be a part of?
No, I never wanted to be in the front ground. I've always been in the background. I worked, before I got asked to do the show, I worked on behind the scenes of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Frankie and Nephew show, Tiny and Toya show. I've worked backstage behind the scenes on those shows, so I know how reality TV is. I never really wanted to do it, and I had a talk with my father, and I said, well, I got offered to do, you know, be a casting role in this new reality show, and he said, is that what you want to do? And I said, well, no, not really. But then I thought it would be a good platform for me to brand my agency, to help with my staff that works for me, to put everyone else in the front ground as well as just not just myself. You know, so I took it more on a business perspective to say, okay, this is good, you know, good branding for myself, and to actually give people a true sense of what goes on behind the scenes, because our show is really about what goes on behind the scenes of celebrity stylists, of working on video shoots, on photo shoots, at the BET Awards, at the BET Awards, and what we go through pulling wardrobe, meeting clients at their hotels, doing makeup, doing hair, you know, dealing with publicists who are really not, who really have bad attitudes, dealing with managers who really are trying to make you do one thing and you have this certain look for a certain client. You know, our show is basically about all the behind the scenes that we go through at Celebrity Styles to get our clients to what you see on television.
Gotcha.
So I thought that was a good platform to let everyone know the real deal of how that actually happens and what goes on.
Right. Well, you know, the interesting thing is I got a chance to watch a few videos in prepping for this segment. And, you know, I thought of two things that I wanted to talk to you about. One, of course, is it really shows that just like with any other industry, that there are going to be, because everyone has their own personality, everyone has their own thing. And then, quite frankly, each one of you has your own resume. So, you know, each one kind of comes with their own stuff. You know, that they kind of base their life on. So you have to deal with that, just like I guess if you're moving into a dorm or whatever, you have to deal with the personalities that are there with you kind of in the room, so to speak. But the other thing I thought about, and this is what I want to spend the time talking with you about, Darnell, about the reality show, and that is that people will look at that and say, wow, and just think, I was just focusing on, you know, being in magazines and that kind of thing. Do you think that this show will really be able to help people better appreciate that there's more to being in this life than what you see in the magazines, see on television, that it really is a job and you really have to bring it each and every time?
Yes, definitely, because what a lot of people don't know is everything you see on television, whether it's a sitcom, an award show, everything has been through hair, makeup, and wardrobe. But they don't show what goes on behind the scenes, getting that personality ready for whatever you see on television. And it's sometimes hell on earth getting your clients ready, because it's not just about the client. And a lot of people think, oh, the client may be such a bitch, or the client may be so difficult. But it's not really the client all the time. Sometimes they're people, you know. And it's,
yeah,
a lot of that in the show is focusing on, is actually showing, bringing to the light what we actually go through to get to the final result of what you actually see on TV. You say, oh, her hair looks so nice. Oh, she looks so nice on the TV. But little do they know what we had to go through to get her ready. Wardrobe malfunctions, things that didn't fit. They gained a little weight. They said they wore a 4 when they really wore an 8. You pull clothes for a 4. Nothing fits. Things have to be like that. Those are the things
right.
we go through behind the scenes. Sending my assistant to Neiman, you have to switch this up. You have to get a bigger size in 30 minutes. You know, stuff like that is what we go through. And the show will showcase things like that we go through.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the reward. I know you worked so hard, and you said again in another interview that you did in earlier this year about, you know, you spend so much time in it. You're always building, planning, plotting for that next thing. Do you get the chance to kind of sit back, Darnell, and think, wow, look at how far I've come. Even though there's more I want to do, look at what I've accomplished at this point.
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes, you know, getting asked to be on the reality show was one thing that that made me take a double take and say, wow, I really have been doing good work and people really know me, because out of all the hairstylists, wardrobe, and makeup artists in Atlanta, I was chosen to be one of the 7, you know. So they could have chosen anyone, but I was personally, I didn't have to do a casting. I didn't have to go through, we're going to pick which one we want, and okay, Darnell got picked. No. I was specifically already cast if I said yes or if I said no. So that meant a whole lot to me, you know, because they could have chosen anyone. And that was one example of I looked it back and I said, okay, wow, yeah, I've really, really come far.
Right.
Other than that, I work 7 days a week, so I really don't have a chance to sit back and enjoy too many, quote-unquote, fruits of my labor, because I work every single day. I work all day. My phone, my email, it never stops. My phone goes on 3 o'clock in the morning with artist management, PR, booking shoots. I just got a call before I called you about an event a client has to go through on tomorrow that I'm just now have to send assistants out or myself to go out to get wardrobe for him, because he has a performance tomorrow. So little things like that is what I go through on a daily, so I really don't have time to sit back and enjoy anything, because I'm always on the go.
Yeah. You know, I have recording artists on the program, Darnell, that talk about the hunger. Do you think that also is what makes the hunger so real for you, is knowing that there's always much more to do, much, much more to achieve?
Definitely. As long as my main focus is I love being busy, and my main focus is I love to keep my people busy as well. I have a staff of 12 that works for me, you know. So I have four makeup, four wardrobe, and four hair. So I live to keep them busy. It's not just about myself. You know, I'm always in meetings, always getting contracts, you know, so I can keep my people busy, because that means a lot to me. It's not about the money. It's about me doing something for people who I see have talent as well, and what someone, you know, did for me at first when I first moved to Atlanta, you know. So this is what I like to do as far as giving back, and also my main thing is to stay busy, to keep my people busy as well.
There you go. Well, again, a great example, I think, for all of us who want to know what it takes to not only build a brand, but also to be successful at it. Darnell Mizrahi has been our guest. Again, he's a celebrity stylist as well as the CEO of Urban Chic Styling Agency. Darnell, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and keep up with all the great things coming up for you?
They can go to my website, www.urbanchicstyling.com. They can either hit me on Instagram. My Instagram is CelebStylist404, and my Twitter is @LabelVillain. That's LabelVillain. They can reach me either one of those vehicles, and I'm always available.
All right. Well, Darnell, congratulations to you on the success and all the great things coming up for you. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of our conversation with Darnell, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com, as well as, of course, our friends that are joining us through Centertainment Radio. You guys can catch the podcast a little bit later in the day. All you have to do is go to our radio website to get the information at conversationsliveradio.com. You also will find the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends using the social networks you'll be able to find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.